Hi everyone, and welcome to Barefoot with Spirit podcast show. I'm your host, Leanne, the Barefoot Medium, and I'm incredibly excited to have you join me for this episode. For those of you who don't know me, I'm an international medium, twin flame, transformational coach, and an intuitive criminal investigator. I am incredibly blessed to be able to connect with people who have passed over and to bring through information, evidence, insights into your loved ones still being with you, even though they have passed from this world. I am also a channel who brings through guidance around manifesting and co-creating with the universe and divine, which is why I have my guest on today as well. Before we get started, I'd like to take a moment just to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which I stand and on which my guest stands, and pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging, and to really acknowledge and give my respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples and First Nations peoples from around the world. Now, I'd like to invite you all to kick off your shoes, take a beautiful deep breath into your heart space, and join myself and Dave Conway on a topic that I love, and I'm sure my guest does too, on creating an abundance mindset. And I know a lot of my clients and people who connect with me are really interested in this topic. So welcome, Dave.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Leanne. I'm excited to be here and I'm looking forward to the Barefoot podcast.
Yeah, awesome. Now, let me do a little bit of an introduction to Dave. Dave is the founder of Conway Consulting and is considered one of the world's best mindset mentors, working today with having coached over 25,000 entrepreneurs and coaches worldwide to help them discover the power within their minds and how they can turn that power into results unlike they've ever experienced before. All of this and much more has been made possible through the study and practice of manifestation, which is what I'm really interested in talking to you about. So,
me too.
First off, Dave, talk to me about how you started doing this work.
Oh, yeah, fantastic question. My whole life, I've always felt like there was something else going on than what the eye saw or could see. I never saw in color and or anything like that. Nothing too crazy was occurring to me. Not that it doesn't happen to others, but to me it wasn't like that. It was more like this feeling of like a support or something. Like there's something that buoys up life. And when I turned 18 years old, my mother brought me to go see a gentleman speak. Her friend said, "Hey, there's this guy talking at the Travelodge Hotel." And it was the first, last, and only time this man was ever in our city. And for some reason, I wound up there at 18. And I always make the joke that I don't remember if I went, by saying yes to my mom or if she like forced me to go and pull my ear and said, "You're going," you know. A good Irish woman. We're from Ireland originally. Yeah, we live in Canada now, but we are Irish. And so I went in there and I'd never heard anybody speak like that in my entire life. It was about 2 hours in there, between 2 and 3 hours. And I truly do remember like it was yesterday where I was sitting and everything. And that gentleman's name was Bob Proctor. So I started to get very, very interested in manifestation, in thought. However, the issue was is that I actually didn't fully grasp what he was saying for probably at least another 15 years. But I did spend the next 15 years in spiritual mental sciences. I went around, there was a moment in my life where I was like, am I meant to be a Catholic priest? And I actually explored that too. I went and met a bunch of priests. I didn't want to be one, but I went and met a bunch of priests. And the third priest, I didn't like the first two answers the first two guys gave me. So the third guy, when I went to go see him, I said, "How'd you know you want to be a priest?" And then he told me. He's like, "Why, do you want to be one?" I said, "No." And he's like, "Oh, you're not meant to be one." I said, "Oh, thank God. Amen." I said, "Thank you, Father." Yeah. But that I've always had some feeling that there was something going on. It used to get me in trouble, actually, because I wouldn't trust certain teachers. I wouldn't listen to certain people. Mm-hmm. And when I saw Bob start, he's the first person in my life started to sort of line it up. And
Yeah.
I was a mentee of his right up to the day he passed away. But it did
Yeah.
take me 15 years to start to experience the full blessings of it and
Yeah.
power and power.
Yeah, and I think that's really an interesting thing that you bring in, because often when we're manifesting and creating, we think that we bring in insights, but it's really about how we then integrate them into our lives and really align with it and land it into our physical experience. We can learn something logically, can't we? From whether it's 15 years ago or yesterday or 10 years ago or a year ago. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer to integrate that knowledge and that wisdom that comes in and to really live it and be it in the
Yeah, to
world.
express it, like behind me here, I have a bunch of books, and I make most of these I get these made for me, and on all these books I always put my name on them. Now I'm not the author of them, however, I put my name on them because I want to make the ideas my own. And the faster I found that I can make the ideas my own, then the faster the ideas can express through me. So it's been such a beautiful journey.
Yeah, awesome.
I feel sorry for anyone that isn't into this.
Yeah. And look, I think it's we come to the awareness of there's more to life or to our purpose or our pathway forward in our own timing as well. And I love that. Whether it was your mum dragging you along or, it was synchronicities, it was the universe, it was the divine, it was whoever you refer to it as, putting you in a location to hear the information that you needed to hear at that given moment. And I really love that.
Yeah,
So,
blessed.
yeah. I like how you talk about that spiritual side of you with the Catholic background. And it is what it is, right? We all
It is
believe
what's happening.
in something, whether it's from a Catholic background or Buddha or Muhammad or God or whoever you call it, or
Sure.
spirit. It's all an energy or a space that we can't see physically, and we have a belief in it existing.
Exactly. It's like someone once asked me, "Oh, why do you use the word God when you talk about this power?" And I said, "Well, I use it because it sounds like a made-up word.
Yeah.
Who knows what it is? Like nobody knows." I said, "If you ever find someone that does, run away from them. They don't like
Yeah,
that."
exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
So talk to me a bit about mindset and what that means, because I know that, there's lots of people talking about change your mindset, shift your mindset, or giving strategies and tools and techniques around that. What is it?
Yeah, well, no one really knows what the mind is, right? The mind is an activity, it's not a thing, and I think that's why it's so confusing. We all know if we know English, then we all have heard the word mind before in whatever other language the word mind is in their language. So I think we make the mistake sometimes of assuming that we understand what something is, and when we assume we understand something, we don't deep dive into it. So I think a lot of times just the way we talk in our memory, sabotages a lot of great power for us. But yeah, I would say that mindset is where your mind is set. It's your consciousness, the frequency that you live on. And as we start to understand that we can alter it, and it's actually the only thing we do have control over, we can start to see magnificent things start to occur in our life, whether that's in the form of money, which I deal with a lot, relationships, birth of children, healing of marriages, self-worth, reconditioning yourself to be whatever you like. Sky's the limit when it comes to the mind, because at the end of the day, everything is mind, right?
I like how you explain that, because we all have the physical brain and the intellect sits in that space, and working with intuition and all of those things as well. For me, I often talk to people about the heart space and the gut, which, the head, the heart, and the gut need to work together and really, integrate and align with each other. And that that brain or that mind is where we do our thinking, where we learn information and where we can direct our thoughts. And I like how you talk about mindset. It's where we set our mind. I usually talk about where we direct our thoughts. How am I choosing to, whether it's talking about money, and that's a really, really important one that lots of people want to shift mindset around, right?
Sure.
It's
Yeah,
if
sure.
I talk about money, what am I telling myself? What am I consciously aware that my thoughts are, and what's my story around it? So, what is your experience with people with particularly that abundance? Because abundance is a word that's used often. Mindset. What do you often experience with people with challenges in that area?
Yeah, like I used to hate the word abundance, hey?
Me too.
I did. I turned away from it.
Yeah.
And the re I because I just had an abundance of problems. So I just like, well, abundance, you get an abundance of anything. Today I do actually today I do love it, and I do love the word manifestation too. I used to repel from the word manifestation too.
Yeah.
And now I teach it, and I'm all about it. I think what we want to start to understand that when we want something in our life, we want to start to grasp the fact that if we want to change something, we can change it. And I think a lot of people, when they think, oh, you can choose your thoughts, no, you really can choose and direct them. You really can. You can do the same for your emotions. You don't have to be constantly bombarded by your emotions, right? You can have little surges of your will, and you can make those shifts. So one of the biggest factors has been from my clients that have created what I would call, multiplication or quantum leaps of their income, is what I get them to do is I get them to, number one, select the number. Like, how much would you like to earn? I like to keep them to monthly ideas. So I'd like to earn this much a month. So let's say a person is earning $5,000 a month, and then they want to start to earn $50,000 a month, for example. I get them to select that first. Then what I do is I get them to ask themselves, who is the man, woman, or person that is living the life of that $50,000 a month person? Like, how do they walk, talk, dress, act? Because in my opinion, manifestation, true manifestation, is just manifesting a new consciousness, like manifesting a new version of yourself. And then the third thing I get them to do is fall in love with the idea of giving. So I found that where most people are tight, if you've a tightness or a lack in your current life, that's because you have cinched the hose in that area of your life. However, there's a lot of people there that I call a Mother Teresa syndrome, where they give and give and give and give, but yet, and this is common, very common, especially for the ladies out there, if you're listening, right? They give and give and give, and yet the receiving doesn't come back. That's because your receiving is controlled by your self-image, right? So you got to learn how to willingly give and graciously receive. I remember the first time I ever charged $10,000 for a mentorship to a person, and right after, oh, I just had the worst guilt. And there's direct links to service, there's direct links to receiving and guilt, and there's direct links from receiving or guilt and money as well. And I was hit with this like immense guilt, and I had to neutralize all that out. And this is always the same pattern with this. So you like the idea, but can you make it your own? And I always say that every person has another person. There is a person in every person that will naturally produce your goal. So if a person wants to earn 50 grand a month, there is another version. There is a consciousness inside you, or another version of you, that will naturally produce that. So when we talk about abundance, we got to understand what abundance really is. People think that when I get that 50,000, for example, they're trying to get something, but nothing in the universe is trying to get anything. It's just giving. Right? So when you start to understand that we take these ideas, we receive these ideas, and what they do is we have to, excuse me, we have to consent to them. So example, this is the $50,000 idea. I take it. I look at it, I say, do I want that? Like, do I want this idea to express through me? Instead of trying to get somewhere, that's unnatural. So do I want to let this idea, do I want to consent to this 50 grand a month idea to express itself through me? So I'm going to give this idea my life. And if I consent to it, I don't use the idea will use me. And if you start thinking like that, you can really start to grow with peace of mind.
I love how you talk about that because we work in very similar ways, obviously, and I love that you're talking about how people can kind of cinch themselves off and block that. When you ask people about how much they want to earn, I often find, particularly with women, there's a bit of a resistance to coming up with a number. And I like how you talked about it's often, kind of connected in with that self-worth or self-image. Because there's a fear of asking for too much, particularly for a lot of women, and then allowing yourself to receive that and feeling worthy of receiving that is part of the work that, give me a number. Great. Once you give that number already exists. The universe, spirit, God, who source, whoever you believe in, that number already exists, so it has to come through you. In order to do that, you need to remove the blockages, the cinches in the hose that cut yourself off from allowing that to flow through you. And I
Yeah,
love
and
how
I
you talk about that.
exactly. And I even take it a step further where like I'm not even the one that has to remove them. So it's like once I consent to the idea, it's like this idea will show me, will bring me awareness. It will show me the places that I'm defective or whatever the things I have to change. Because if a person wants to let's say change their income from 5 grand to 50 grand or whatever it is. $1 million a month, whatever it is, 10 million, 100 million, whatever you're into. We need to understand that in every idea, there's a polarity. So contained inside the idea, there is a giving and there is a receiving. So there must be a service rendered because any money received without earned, without a service is debt. Right? So we want to understand that there's a giving. So there's a person that's releasing that much service onto the world, but at the same time, then there's a person that's receiving it. So I think a lot of people they get manifestation wrong because they think they can just sit around and visualize and wait and it doesn't come, and it doesn't come. And the reason it's not coming is because we're the individual, and this is what it used to happen to me. The individual isn't expressing and serving at that higher level. And as you start to grow, this process doesn't take long. A person could turn their annual income into their monthly income in a year. I've seen it countless times.
And I love how you talk about that, and particularly, in my industry, in the spiritual industry, there's a lot of people talking about I'm just going to be of service. And there's a that's a giving, and it's also allowing yourself to receive in amongst that,
Oh,
to
you there'll be nothing more scary than when you start to get what you want.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's where often people have fears or doubts, or you talked about that guilt that comes up. It's, kind of that, who am I to receive this amount? Who are you not to receive that?
That's right. And there's a fear inside that maybe you can't. You can't reach the level of the service that you sold. And there's all kinds of mad things that go on in a person's head.
And I like how you talked about that version of you because, I often talk to people about your future self already has what you've asked for, whether it's income or relationship or whatever area we're talking about. Your future self is already earning the 50,000 a month, 5,000 a month, whatever it might be. It's your mindset And then your emotional body is triggered by your thoughts and your mindset, and your actions that align with allowing that to flow in really quickly and easily. You know,
That's right.
your thoughts, if you're blocking through your thoughts, oh, I can never have that, it's never going to come in, and I lack this and I lack that, I don't have enough to pay my bills. There's all sorts of mindset stuff there, right? It then impacts the emotional body, which is your frequency, your vibration, which allows you to attract in what you're asking for, and it's attracting it in, not working hard for it.
That's right. And then once the idea comes in to release that energy back. So it's just a constant cycle. It's like I said earlier, like everything has a polarity. And the idea of lack too, like the idea of lack needs to be, removed from every human being's mind, because that's an illusion. There, science has already proven that energy can either be created nor destroyed. So that means that everything's already here. So how can lack exist when energy already is here? All it does is transmute.
That's
And I
it.
think, right. And I think everybody wants to start to really open their mind to the understanding that all a human being is a transmutation center for energy. So you want to take a thought or an idea, let's say a 50 grand idea, and you want to move it out into your world. So all you're trying to do all day long, regardless if you've got a goal or not, is take an idea and move it out into the world, or take an idea that's in the outer and try and remove it out of your life. All you're trying to do is take this thought energy and move it into form and out of form. And that's all a person's trying to do.
Yeah,
And not many
transform
know that.
something from one form to another.
Yeah, you're trying to take a thought and bring it into your life.
Yeah, awesome. So talk to me about some tips around how we remove that lack mindset that some people might have if they're not quite there yet.
Oh, I would say study. Like you got to study. Don't just listen, and don't just listen to like this podcast or another one or read another book or whatever. Study it. Spend more time with it. Like I have a few core books behind me, and I've been reading those now since I started getting mentored by Bob directly since 2017, and they're the same books over and over. They've never changed. And they just get deeper and deeper and deeper. And we always want to carve out a little bit of time every day, because the only way to get understanding is through study. And then once you get an idea, take it in, have fun, like take it into your life. And if you're going to visualize, start to do it. If you're going to give yourself a command, like right now, I'm doing this 60 minute a day visualization for the next 30 days. That's what I'm doing. And I almost like I restrict myself. So like I tie my hands behind my back, and I'm not allowed to rely on anything else but the 60-minute visualization every day to start to produce, to start to move things into form for my life. Because I'll be tempted to go back to an old way, but I'm always wanting to grow all the time. So the old way will produce the same results. So I'll do things like this. I'll bring them into the laboratory of my mind. Today, what I would call myself is a mental scientist. So I'll be like, okay, what I'm going to do for the next 30 days, I'm going to visualize for 60 minutes every single day. And that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to focus my mind on one idea, and let's just see what happens and have some fun.
And I think that's actually a really big key to it all is have some fun.
Have some fun.
People get
Don't be
so
so
serious
desperate.
about this stuff.
Desperate. We get
Yeah,
desperate.
desperate. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's
Get
what that
rigid.
seriousness is. I can't quite reach mine. I have little, the rubber duckies that you have for kids in the bath. I use them to support people in learning how their mindset is working. Are you focused in a positive, beautiful direction and looking at your happy ducks, or are you focused in a different way, right? So it makes it a little bit more fun and playful, and allows you to just let go and be all of
Yeah.
you. And I like that you talk about being a scientist. My background, psychology and criminology, so like give me some evidence of stuff and give me some research, and I'll read it and get to know it and dissect it and pull it apart and go, yeah, okay, cool. This is how I can work with it for me and transform it and bring it into the world for others as well. So
Yeah.
and have fun and play with it because life is too serious sometimes.
And nothing's solid anyway. Everything's fluid anyway. Even what appears to be solid is actually still moving. It's all fluid. It's just a little more condensed. So
Yeah.
my mentor Jane, amazing woman. She her grandparents were same Dame Sybil Thorndike and Sir Louis Casson. So they were knighted by Elizabeth's dad, and so she's a world class actress. And Jane, she's obsessed with just the imaginative world. And my obsession, which is interesting, my obsession is it's actually the line between thought and the world. So if you ever look into like angel lore, there's like a choir of angels in the nine choirs of angels. There's a choir of angels that actually govern the spiritual to the physical material world. And there's this line. And I love that line. I like to take an idea. So if I'm going to study something, I'm like, okay, well, I don't actually need Leanne to tell me that it worked for her. I don't actually need that. What I need to do is if she's telling me that, well, I'm going to take that and I'm going to spend time with that. And I'll take what she's saying for the next 30 days, 60 days, whatever, and I will get experience with it. And I think that's the issue. There's so much knowledge, but people aren't actually integrating it. And every time you want something, that means that you don't have something. So everybody wants something because they think it's going to help them be something. But what we want to understand is that when you be something, it will produce that something. So you can get rid of the want completely and just go into the being. Who's the
I often
person?
talk to people about, when you're manifesting and yes, it starts with often a desire or a wish to change something from what you're physically experiencing in the world or being something different or experiencing something different. I often talk about three layers of kind of aligning with it. And it's, I hope it's possible to, whether it's the financial side, I hope it's possible to earn $5,000, $50,000 a month, right? And then once you shift and transform and focus or direct your mindset into, a higher level of awareness around that, it becomes, I believe it's possible. I believe it's possible to make $5,000 every month or $50,000 a month. And then once you continue focusing and directing, it becomes actually no, it's possible. And that's where you're being it, where you're already aligned with having it in your world, possibly before you see the evidence of it.
Well, as you start producing it, you'll just naturally produce it because we're all naturally producing our life. So that's why when I go back to the idea around when you have a goal, if it's finite, we'll stick on the financial for now. This can be used for anything. Like if you have a financial goal, we want to understand that there is a version of yourself that will naturally produce it. So you can get rid of all that strain and struggle and all those things and just stick to the basics. What actually shifts your consciousness? What are the things that actually shift a human being's consciousness?
And it might be having fun and playing and, doing all the things that you're passionate about. It might be reading and educating yourself. It might be, going on holidays or whatever,
Sure, play a
acting
game.
as if.
That's right. I remember I had this huge goal. I wanted to earn $200,000 in a month. And it was the month of July, and it was the month of July, and this was about 4 years ago, and we had 2 weeks of family trip. So my rational mind was like, well, you're not going to get it this month because you're only working 2 weeks of the month and you're off for 2 weeks. And then I thought, no, wait a sec. I'm going to go back to my imagination. I'm just going to make an image, and I'm going to believe that that's what's going to happen. This is what we're going to do. And I'll tell you here and now, we earned over 230,000 that month, and I only worked for 2 weeks.
Wow, awesome.
Amazing. Don't
And it
trust your reason so much.
Yeah, and I think that's where that heart, which is that, and the gut, the intuition come in as well to, follow your intuition and your inner knowing that, This already exists. It's possible for you to express what you're asking for through the world.
Yeah, exactly. Like if I think about my wife, Jacqueline, and if anybody out here like thinks about relationships that they have, okay, sure, you can't, it doesn't appear that you can pick your children. At least we're not certain about that yet, right? But
They
you
often pick
do.
you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they do that. Like it's another way, another dimension we can get into. But at the end of the day, like you can't pick them. But when I think about my relationship with my wife, I did pick her. Like I did pick my wife, we were attracted to each other. I did pick her. I pursued her. I had to go through 9 months where, I don't know, she thought we were just friends. She didn't realize that we were mad lovers. She didn't know this. And in the end, we are married and very happily married and have a beautiful life and beautiful children. But I did pick her and I pursued her. And I think we want to start to approach goals like that, like a little more romantic, pursue them, pick them, endeavor with them. But understand this, you have the power to pick. You can choose, right? And if you live in a first world country, there's some countries, there's some people in first world countries acting like they have no power to choose. Well, that's for the furthest from the truth. There's some countries in the world where they actually don't.
My husband's Colombian,
There you
and
go.
and I lived in Colombia for 3 years, and there's very definitely a different mindset in that culture because of their history with and islands had a similar history in some ways with civil war, and Colombia in particular had 50 years of civil war. And the longest running civil war in the world. And they didn't know if they could trust their neighbor to say
Right.
anything. So everything is kept in the family. And so to be invited into the family and to have knowledge, wisdom, information shared with you is a privilege. And it's
Right.
a, you know, and so there was, you know, yours and my story around meeting a husband and wife, etc., is very similar. I was the one going, oh, we're friends, you
Oh
know.
yeah, the ladies,
I
they don't know the
know.
signals.
It wasn't until a friend said to me, he took you on a date, and I went, oh, did he?
Yeah, I question that whole woman's intuition sometimes when a man's trying to pursue.
I was actually very focused on, had stepped out of a previous relationship and very focused on me. So I wasn't looking for a relationship at all. And so I was just enjoying life, right? And enjoying his company and connecting and exploring life. And yeah, so and now we're very happily married with life's bumps that go on in amongst things, and you get to choose how you navigate those bumps in relationships as well, because you know, we're all learning and growing as individuals, and we come together in partnership and either support each other to learn and grow, or you know, we remain stagnant.
Yeah, that's right. Like when I so back in 2017, I've been trying to use these ideas for a while, like since I was 18. So I was 33 at this time. And it just wasn't happening for me, and wasn't able to move them into my life in the form of results. And I went down to see Bob Proctor in May of 2017, and that weekend just changed my whole life. And I ended up enrolling down there and to get licensed to facilitate some of his programs. And within 1 year, I was the number one selling consultant in the world. And I wrote a goal on a card back then. I was a carpenter earning 5 grand a month at the time, and I really was unhappy, Leanne. I was not happy. This material was not working for me. And the more I've done this work, I realize that there's more people like that than not. And I've gotten really frustrated. I was going to like throw in the towel, you might say, like to hell with all this stuff. And I w at that event, I wrote on a card, he's like, "What do you really want?" And I wrote on a card, "I wanted to be a world-class mentor. I wanted $100,000 a month. I want clients all over the world." And I just wrote this out. Through just continuing to endeavor and to build myself into the man that was producing that. 31 months later, 31 months later, 31 months later, I was earning over 100,000 a month, 100,000 a month. And then it didn't stop there. It started going over 200 a month, 300 a month, 400 a month, half a million a month. And same principles to always move the needle. So wherever anybody is at, regardless of what level an individual's at, you always have to choose growth. Human beings are under the same laws of all other forms of life. You either are expanding or contracting. And that's what goals are all about. Goals are designed to help us grow, to reinvent ourselves, to reinvent not just our own life, to reinvent our family's life. And if we don't, get focused on it, then we will never experience it, and our family will never experience it.
Exactly. I love how you talk about that because I often see struggles or challenges that are presented as an opportunity to stretch and grow into being a different, a better, or a more expanded version of myself. And I think
That's
that's
right.
what challenges or problems we can see them as if we look at them from a more positive perspective.
That's right. I think we just always have to choose growth and understand that we can choose growth because we've been endowed with special gifts. We have a mind. We are connected to an infinite supply. We can distribute love and abundance upon other people. To understand to always choose growth, to always choose faith that we can make a change. Like a human being can change their life. There's endless accounts that a human being can change their life.
Exactly. And it takes a lot of courage to do that.
That's right. So you got to choose it. You have to choose it every day. And in every moment you say, you know, is this idea going to contribute to my growth, or is it constricting me? Yeah, in every moment we have to choose growth. But even with courage takes understanding. I think courage and hope are linked together, because when you act courageously, you're kind of using some force to make a change. And there's so much evidence that a human can change their life. You know, there's probably every person on this call can sit and think about their past and be like, you know what? I changed my life that one time or those two times. Or, you know, I was in a bad relationship and I said no more. And really, our life only changes when something becomes unacceptable. And to choose growth all the time is.
And I think if we take a moment to reflect on how many times we have learned and grown and shifted and changed in our lives, every day we go through a shift and a change. Every day is brand new, and it is an invitation for us to focus or direct or change our lives in some way if we choose it.
That's right. And I think even the idea around goals is not fully understood yet on a global level, because the purpose of a goal is to grow. It's to expand yourself. You're not getting anything from it. You're being used by it, and it's growing. It's like a plant, no different. It's like the plant is going to consume a bit of nutrients and it expands and grows, and then it produces more life itself. So goals are actually mechanisms for us to attract energy to us so that we can expand and express it. And every morning, I always like to ask myself, I say, Dave, who benefits by you playing small? You know, who benefits by you staying the same? And it's usually just my one selfish version of myself that benefits. No one else benefits. My wife does, and my children, no one else does. Just the self-centered portion of myself.
And it's often that and I'm hearing some of my clients' words come back as we're talking. People saying, well, who am I to be able to step in and do that, whether it's work or whether it's financially or relationship-wise, etc. Who are you not to? That's that version of yourself that thinks that you're less than or not worthy enough or not enough yet. I'll do that when. And that's focusing on an external aspect of you or the world that has to happen before you can be or have what it is that you desire.
That's right. So it's like, what ideas are you going to consent to? seems like this is where this podcast, this talk is going. It's like, are you going to be constricted, or are you going to expand? And a lot of us want something because we believe we're constricted in that area, whether it's financial, love, relationship, whatever it is. But to understand that it's all abundance, there's no such thing as lack. So it's just the consenting. Am I going to grant this idea or this philosophy or whatever it is permission to express through me? Because
I love
something's
that.
expressing through you. It
I love that. I love it.
makes a lot of
And I think
sense.
that's a beautiful reminder for everybody around the abundance word. And I know we talked a little bit about that earlier. We can have an abundance of beautiful, amazing things in our lives, or we can have an abundance of problems, challenges, etc. How do we focus on, I've got an abundance of opportunities to learn and grow, and an abundance of energy and time and resources, and one of the affirmations or mindset things that I'm working with at the moment is the universe is full of infinite resources that flow through me and to me.
That's beautiful. Yeah. That's the same. I have the same affirmation running too. I say, I'm so happy and grateful now that I live in an abundant universe with an infinite supply of opulence, joy, and wealth distributed upon me by a heavenly Father. Thank you. And anyone can put anything else they want in there if they want. But that's what I do every day because the mind has to be conditioned against poverty.
Exactly, because it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it has to be conditioned against it because the paradigm is that you're unsupported. That's the paradigm of all of mankind. So what the world needs is faith.
Beautiful. Dave, can you share with people where they can connect with you more if they'd like to know more about the work that you do?
You can go to my 21-day manifestation challenge. I think my goal's 1 million, and we're coming up on 5,000 when we just launched it a few months ago, which is great. But you can go check that out. It's totally free. Go to www.conway.consulting, and it's a 21-day manifestation process you can go through. It'll help all of your listeners with their imagination and their focus. So those two main faculties are essential to manifestation. So yeah, you can go check out the 21-day manifestation challenge at www.conway.consulting. No .com, just .consulting. Yeah, and you can go register there totally free, and my gift to you, and use it. So it's powerful.
Fabulous. And we'll put details about that in the bio below.
Love
Thank
it.
you so much for talking to me and sharing your knowledge and your wisdom and your insights. It's been amazing to connect with you and share this time, and to share that with others that are listening and watching. So thank you.
Thank you.
For those of you who want to connect with me further, jump on my website, thebarefootmedium.com.au as well. And until next time, thank you for joining me on Barefoot with Spirit podcast show.